Welcome, everybody, particularly if you've just arrived in camp today, and I realise that quite a number of people have. So, welcome. The theme of our camp is signs and wonders and miracles. While people in this world that are not filled with the Holy Spirit might not want to talk about signs and wonders and miracles, we do. We've come to expect the power of God working in our lives. Now then, so a few scriptures to that effect. And we've heard already this camp a number of testimonies of the miraculous events in people's lives. I gave my testimony the other day. I was just talking about some of the miracles. In fact, one of them that I didn't mention the other day was I witnessed about 4 years ago, and this was when I went to Papua New Guinea to the rally in the city of Lae. There were over a week, there were just over 2,500 people baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, and they all spoke in other tongues. And there were some marvelous healings. You know, people came to the rally in wheelchairs, and once they were filled with the Holy Spirit, got up and walked away. And at the end of the day, there were two or three wheelchairs just abandoned in this oval where we had the rally. It was quite something. But on one day, there was a commotion over there where there was a baptism tank, and there was a grey-haired man, walking across the oval and waving to people like that, gesturing here and there, but running behind him, but more in front of him with their cameras or with their phones held up. They were photographing him, and I thought, I wonder what all that's about. And so I left the position where I was and went over to meet him and introduced myself. And I said, well, you know, you're pretty happy, yes. I said, have you just been baptized? I saw that. And he said, yes. Did you receive the Holy Spirit? Yes. How do you know? I spoke in other tongues. I said, but why are people running after you and photographing you? He said, well, I used to be blind. I said, well, and you can see? He said, yes. How long were you blind for? 10 years. And he was baptized and Spirit-filled, and he came out seeing. It's just staggering, isn't it? But there it was. I mean, perhaps if I hadn't been there, it wouldn't have been as significant to me as it was. But it's just something supernatural, miraculous. All right. So we're going to go over a few scriptures. Would you like to turn with me, please, to the book of Matthew and chapter 11? I'm not going to go on a long time tonight, and I know lots of people have said that over the years, but I actually mean it. Thank you, by the way, to those of you who were game enough to present your item this evening. Okay, you're in Matthew chapter 11. And we're speaking of the time when the Lord had begun his ministry. He hadn't been crucified. The Holy Ghost hadn't yet been given. By the way, it's always a good idea to bring your Bibles to the meetings. It's a good idea for all of us because we're serious about this, aren't we? We're serious about our walk in the Lord. We want to get to know the Word of God. So in Matthew chapter 11, and we read in verse 2, now when John heard in the prison the works of the Christ, that is John the Baptist, he'd been imprisoned, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, are you he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said to them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Now, Jesus said to these fellows, go back and tell John the Baptist what you're seeing. That the dead are being raised, that the sick are being healed and so on. That the lame are walking. The poor are having the gospel, the good news, preached to them. Who else can do the miracles except God? If you were to read through this whole chapter, Jesus Christ alludes to the kingdom of God. And the whole purpose of Jesus Christ being on this earth, after all, was to show mankind how to get from the natural realm into the spiritual realm, how to get from mortality to immortality, how to get from this temporary life to an eternal life. Hopefully, the fact that we're spirit-filled and we're going to live forever really is significant to us, that it's an absolute gem to us. And so we've got that understanding and that promise through our Holy Ghost experience. But what heralded the ministry of Jesus Christ but signs and wonders and miracles? Have a look in the book of Hebrews in chapter 2. Did you know, did you hear that joke about the husband and wife that were having a bit of a debate one morning about who should be making the coffee? And the husband said, well, you should, because you're the wife, you know, I'm the husband, you should be making the coffee. And she retaliated, she said, well, actually, the Bible says that you should be making the coffee. And he said, oh, all right, show me. And she turned to the book of Hebrews. Think about it. So in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 2, Paul is writing to the Spirit-filled and he says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by them that heard him? And so Paul is wanting to remind us, and is reminding us, of our salvation, for which we are so grateful. And all the people said, we don't belong in this earth anymore, you know. We're new creatures. We're the sons and daughters of the living God. Our future, our life, is in a realm that we don't see yet. Well, the Bible says we see through a glass darkly, doesn't it? But one day we're going to be face to face. So our anticipation is of the return of Jesus Christ. But Paul also speaks of the let's read it, shall we? In verse 4, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. This is what the Lord is talking about. This is what Paul is talking about. This is what the people that were filled with the Holy Ghost were working, they were experiencing, they were believing, they were professing, they were preaching, all of these things. And we're no different. We're just people. They're just people. But we're spirit-filled, and they were just spirit-filled. They had been given a revelation from God, just like you and I have got a revelation from God. Somewhere, if we perhaps dig down a little bit, we know that we belong to the Lord. Hopefully, we're serious about this, that we're determined to walk on in the Lord. I mean, Sue just gave her testimony. She reckons, she says she received the Holy Spirit, and we believe her. She says she received the Holy Spirit 34 years ago, did you say, Sue? 30, I was listening. 30 years ago. Sophie and I were just saying this morning, it's good, isn't it? It's great to see new people receive the Holy Spirit, such as Emmanuel. Emmanuel, you awake? Watch. Can you not watch and wait 1 hour? Such as Emmanuel just received the Holy Spirit a few weeks ago or a month or two. But then people such as Sue, it's a testament to faithfulness, isn't it? We keep on coming back to the camps. We keep on going to the meetings week after week. sitting on the same plastic chairs. Although we've got new ones now, haven't we? But we, week after week, we know each other's testimonies. We know each other personally that have been around for 30 years or more. But it's good. We thank God that they're still there. There's people. Well, God loves faithfulness, and we value faithfulness, don't we? We value God's faithfulness to us, and we know that faith works miracles. We've had some great testimonies this camp. Anyway, well, let's just read another couple of scriptures, shall we? In chapter 4 of Hebrews, and verse 1, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For to us was the gospel preached as well as to them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Now, Paul is making reference to back in the Old Testament time when people were to keep the Sabbath, they were to keep the rest, but they, and so they did it as part of the law. But he says it wasn't mixed with faith. But now we that are spirit-filled, we've entered into our rest. We've entered into the Sabbath. We don't need to set one day aside and worship the Lord because we've got the Holy Ghost within us all the time. It never leaves. We worship the Lord every day. And all the people said, God is in us. And he says, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. This miracle working God. Isn't the word of God inspiring? Isn't it invigorating to read and to have it expounded to us time and time again? Think, yes, this is me. I can see where I fit into the pages of the scriptures now. So, So he makes mention. It wasn't mixed with faith in those days. And he says here, so he encourages us to be careful with our walk in the Lord. Our walk with Jesus Christ needs to be done scripturally. There are plenty of, it's easy to get filled with the Holy Spirit. It's very easy. God says that whoever asks will be filled. Well, now that we have been filled, we also need to conduct our lives in the scriptural way. And if we do, then the vision is going to be clear. We're going to see that we have indeed been empowered by God to be a witness in this world, just as Jesus Christ was, just as Paul the Apostle was, just as Peter and all the people that we would say were the real pillars in the church, and they were. But we are too, if we're Spirit-filled. If we're Spirit-filled, we're members of the church. God has called us. He said, Karimati, Ritva, Cecilia and Amy, I hadn't forgotten. I know it's Nicole, just testing. He's called us all. Sorry about that. So then, we need to make sure that we mix faith with our experience. In chapter 4 still, in verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The Lord wants his people, that's us, to be confident. He doesn't want us to be trembling. He doesn't want us to be thinking, oh, I'm not sure if it's going to work. I don't know if God's going to answer my prayer. Does he really listen? Maybe he's a bit busy at the moment, or maybe because I shouted at someone, lost my temper the other day, he's not going to answer my prayer. We don't want to think like that. He wants us to be confident. We're spirit-filled. The theme is signs and wonders and miracles. We want to encourage one another, don't we, that we've got the power within us. So let's be confident then in what the Lord has done to us. Go back to an Old Testament scripture in the book of Jeremiah, please. In Jeremiah chapter 1. Now, Jeremiah, of course, was not like we are. He wasn't spirit-filled. But nevertheless, the Lord revealed himself to him and he instructed Jeremiah to preach his word. And we read in chapter 1 and verse 4, "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child." Now, did God get it wrong? Did he choose the wrong person? No, he didn't. He chose Jeremiah, and he chose Simon, and he chose Edward and Nicole and all the rest of you that have got names. He chose us all by filling us with the Holy Spirit, but we, with our natural insecurity, we, with our inabilities or disabilities or a combination of them, without self-doubt, we might say, oh, but I can't do it. And we read in verse 7, "But the Lord said to me, Say not, I'm a child, for you shall go to all that I shall send you. And whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Now, I remember a time when I was afraid of the face, actually. It was when I was working in the jail, and there had been, Pastor Kevin had, were you running Sunday morning meetings, Pastor Kevin? Okay. And there were, one particular Sunday, there were five of the prisoners went to the meeting. Well, more than five. Five unsaved prisoners went to the meeting. Three of them, after the meeting, after the saints had gone home and so on, three of them received the Holy Spirit. Now, that was on the Sunday morning, and I went to work again on the Monday. And sometimes when you go in to these places, there's an atmosphere. Well, that Monday morning, there was an atmosphere that you could cut with a knife. And three of these women had received the Holy Spirit, and one of them was so moved by the experience, because she'd received the Spirit speaking in other tongues, she came along to one of the older prisoners in the Lord, and she said, because so many of the prisoners had given us such a hard time about it, and she because she was so persecuted by it, she came to this other saint that had been around for a while, and she said, "This thing I've got in me, how do I get rid of it?" Which is a shame, but nevertheless, she said it. But anyway, so I went to work that morning, and everybody was talking about the church. Everybody was talking about speaking in tongues. Not everybody, but staff and prisoners were talking about speaking in tongues. And then as I was walking through the administration block, the superintendent was in his office on the phone, and he was talking about the revival fellowship. And I just kept on walking, as you would. And then later in the day, the security officer caught me, and he was a big man, and he was probably that tall and that wide, and he had a big domed, you know, ball dome on, a little bit like, well, a big ball dome of a head, you know, and very handsome he was, but it, but he was a bit of a tough nut. And Jeremiah said, "Don't be afraid of their faces." And he said, "Simon, I need you to come to my office." And so I went to his office and he said, "Look, Simon, what we cannot afford is you." He didn't say you. He said, "We cannot afford to have one officer having influence over 130 prisoners." And I said, "Yeah, fair enough." And he said, "There's something going on." And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, this church meeting," and he referred to a couple of particular prisoners that wouldn't shut up about talking about the Lord. And miracles were happening in there. People were being healed. People's lives were being changed. People who were, there were people who were healed. One woman was healed of hepatitis. It was the C type hepatitis after she received the Holy Spirit. There was another woman who received the Holy Spirit on a Sunday afternoon praying by herself, because before I left on the Friday I said, "Go into your cell and pray." And when I saw her on the Monday morning, she saw me, and from a distance of me to Lynn away, put your hand up, thank you, from me to Lynn away, I could see, she saw me and she said, "I feel like I'm floating. I got it. I was praying the other day and I began speaking in other tongues," but she said, "I was sick. I had this dreadful sore throat and I was wonderfully healed." It's amazing, isn't it? And I remember another woman too who received the Holy Spirit, and she was a big woman and short shaved hair and predatory, if you know what I mean. And she was a fighter. And she received the Holy Ghost and she became like a lamb. It's amazing, isn't it, what the power of God does. Anyway, this day that I was afraid of their faces, he sat me down in his office and he said, "Well, look, Simon, what's going on?" And I said, "Well, you know, I have received the Holy Spirit myself. I spoke in other tongues." And so there's this big man. He was a tough nut, you know, and he had this big bald head, domed head. And he said, "Well, Simon, you can't be influencing all these prisoners." And I said, "Well, all right." He said, "Well, how come? What's going on?" And I said, "Well, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit and I've told them about it. When they've asked me if I'm a Christian, I said, yes, I'm Spirit-filled and I've told them how to get it. They've prayed and they've got it too." And he said, "Yeah." And he, instead of his big bald head and face in my face, his head actually began to go down and he started fiddling with his fingers like this. And he said, "Yeah, well, I'm a Christian too, you know, but I'm on a different level." And he said, "Anyway, Simon, off you go." There's no need to be afraid of people's faces, because it's not us that has to stand up. It's not us. It's not our power. It's God's power in us. And all the people said, we've got to remember that it's Jesus Christ within us if, in fact, we are Spirit-filled. So, yes, he says, "Be not afraid of their faces, for I'm with you to deliver you, says the Lord." And after that interaction that day, I just went out and got on with my work, and women still ended up receiving the Holy Spirit. Anyway, you've probably heard enough now, haven't you? Well, actually, just about being afraid of their faces, We are afraid, if we're honest. Well, I am, from time to time. I don't want to be rejected, particularly. I don't want to feel embarrassed. I don't want to feel, you know, like I'm the one where all the attention is focused. But have a look in John chapter 15, and this will be the last scripture. John chapter 15 and verse 20. Remember the word that I said to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. So if you're prepared to lift your head above the parapet, so to speak, you can expect to get shot. Well, let's get used to it, shall we? Look what they did to the Lord. He didn't stop talking. He didn't stop working the miracles. And the religious people said, oh, you've got a devil in you. That's true, they said that. And then, after 3.5 years, they killed him. But he's been risen from the dead. And you and I have been risen from the dead in that we are spirit-filled now. But we've been commissioned, haven't we, to stand up. Yes, people will reject us. People will have fearsome faces and bald heads and so on and threaten us. And they might be that tall and they might be that wide, but don't be afraid of them. God is inside of us. His power is inside of us. He's equipped us to work signs and wonders and miracles. And he says in verse 21, but all these things will they do to you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen, They have seen, yes, and hated both me and my Father. But this comes to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. When the Comforter is come, that's the Holy Ghost. That's what the Comforter is. And the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, has come, and it's in us, and the Comforter testifies of the power of God. And all the people said, what wonderful miracles. Now, Edward, come and tell us of those four miracles, brief miracles, that you just told me of last week, please. So just briefly, listen carefully and see what he says. Go there.
All right. The Lord has worked in us. Since we baptized and received Holy Spirit in 2007, we moved from Port Moresby to our home, and then we witnessed one person who was blind for 11 years, literally blind, and people walked him around. He was the first to baptize, receive Holy Spirit, and he got his sight back. And the other one in 2008, same year, one was also bedridden of HIV and AIDS. We witnessed, and literally we carried him to the creek and baptized him. And he left his crutches and just walked back. And just flashback to that this year, our adopted elder son, Joel, got employment in just north of Torres Strait in Daru Island, and he went to a new place, so he started to witness and do Lord's work. And first one was the one with the anal cancer. It was literally visiting the loo every time, and then it was actually just bleeding everything every time. So he prayed over him, and then completely healed, and he was normal. And the other fellow was also, he was from AOG's church and paralyzed for 4 years. And he prayed over him, and then he walked normal. And the other girl, just young girl, died for, the mother was a new spirit filled, but the father kept on persecuting the mother. So probably the Lord wanted to show the strength and the power of God, so probably the young girl, probably she died for 1 or 2 hours, and then the mother rushed to, both parents rushed to our son, and then they came and invited him, and he went and shared the good news of salvation and prayed over the young girl, and she came back to life. A lot of testimonies are there, but just flashback to some of the testimonies that we experienced. Thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Edward. That's wonderful. This young girl came back to life, and the man healed from the anal cancer and the man paralyzed for 4 years. This was early November, so in the last 6 to 8 weeks that these miracles took place on Daru Island, just off the mainland of New Guinea. Pastor Kevin, you gave a testimony last night of the older lady, Margaret, healed of some rheumatoid arthritis. Just briefly, for those people that don't know it, do you want to tell that or do you want me to do it? You do it. You did it. You were praying. Please, just briefly.
After 50 years, this elderly lady with rheumatoid arthritis had ended up about 11 years semi-bedridden. We went over to pray for her. As we prayed for her, she was just completely healed in front of our eyes, and she just simply stood up, began walking, and then began running around the house. She also received the Spirit at the same time, spoke in tongues. It was a really good miracle. Amen.
So there we are. Signs, wonders, and miracles. This is the ministry. It's part of the ministry that Jesus Christ has given us, has given mankind, wherever they are filled with the Holy Spirit. So when we go home from here, let's be built up in the Spirit. Let's be clear in our understanding. Let's be clear on the gospel of salvation. Let's be clear on the fact that we're filled with the Holy Ghost. It's power within us. Let's be bold. Let's be confident. Let's not be afraid of their faces or anything else. But let's be the Lord's people. Let's be a light in this world. And all the people said, Amen.